It is the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise Your Inspiration Station. And family, listen, we have been living with this song all week long, and it is a song that speaks to the foundation of what we have been going through in this country. The song is called Black Lives Matter. Pastor Chris Harris, you all have been calling in, you all have been tweeting me and Facebooking me and all of that about the poignancy of this song. And we've got the artist on the line right now. Pastor Chris Harris, what's up, man?
Hey, Lonnie, man, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm trying to act like we haven't known each other since birth. We're going to just go ahead and make this.
It's been a long time, man. I'm glad we're still connected.
Listen, man, Black Lives Matter. You got to tell us what brought that out. I understand why we are here to listen to it, but what brought it out of you?
Well, first of all, Lonnie, I want to thank you and your show for playing the song, and the folks who have been Facebooking you and tweeting you. I've been checking it all out, and thanks so much for your support. Man, we see all of this stuff going on. Trayvon Martin, you know, Mike Brown, Eric Gardner, and so many other individuals who have not been named or don't even get the amount of media attention when it comes to this conversation about police brutality. But the reality is, for me, the reason I wrote Black Lives Matter song is because it's not just about police brutality.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when you say Black Lives Matter, they think that's against police, but it's really not that. It's against an unjust justice system
mm-hmm.
that is not fair to the African-American community and beyond. And so I think that is the first thing that I wanted to get out as it relates to this message. And then we talk about police brutality, but we got to hold our own community accountable.
Absolutely.
For the black on black crime and murders that we see on a constant basis. So the song speaks to all of that. It speaks to police brutality. It speaks to an unjust justice system. And it also speaks to black on black crime. So we took to the streets like so many other people in Chicago. I told our congregation we're going to the streets. And so when we did that to send a message to this younger generation that black lives do matter, I wanted to make sure we control the messaging. You know, a lot of folks get crazy and they go out there and say, F the police, but that's not a positive message
mm-hmm.
and that's not how we should address it. So what else can control messaging like this? What we needed to do is music.
Well, listen, I want to make sure that we have everybody understand that Pastor Harris is not just a pastor in Chicago. You have been active, almost an activist, for the city of Chicago and the youth there on so many different levels. Talk to me about some of the programs you have going on there, because I want them to understand the mindset of you, which is what brought us to this song, when you connect with a song like this.
Absolutely. I believe the church has a responsibility to be the prophetic voice of social justice in our community. When you think of the days of Dr. Martin Luther King and so many other people, great movements, especially in the African-American community, started with a passionate preacher or a passionate community-minded person, and straight out of the church. And so I believe that the church cannot do 8-track outreach in an iPad generation.
Mm-hmm,
we need to make sure that we step up and be the spokespeople for the community. In my role as a pastor, we do mentorship programs. I'm the founder of Bright Star Community Outreach, and people can know more about what we do by going to our website, www.brightstarcommunityoutreach.com. We give hundreds of jobs away for the community. We do mentorship work in the community. We make sure that we do parenting skills, and now I'm the founder of the Bronzeville Dream Center, where we're doing post-trauma counseling for families who have been the victims of violence and trauma. Here's what I'm learning about this generation. If you talk to this younger generation, even talk to the folks who are doing the Black Lives Matter marches, you ask them what church you go to. You know what they're saying, Lonnie? Skip the church. Where's the church when we need them? And I know people cringe when you say things like that, but we need to listen to this generation, because they're saying we're not coming in the church until we see all y'all come outside of the church.
Excellent.
And so Bright Star, we believe in that, and I think we have a role to play, and that's what I believe I was born to do.
Well, listen, I am excited about the song. I'm excited about your future, number one. And they have been listening to the song and connecting to the song. Facebook, Twitter, and all of that for you is what?
You can go on our Facebook page, Twitter at Chris Harris Sr., You can go to that on Twitter. You can go to Pastor Chris Harris Senior on Facebook and on Instagram as well, Pastor Harris. And of course, they can get the song on iTunes, Target Music, Xbox Radio Music, iHeartRadio, and also Amazon.com and Google Play. So I appreciate your support, man.
Matter of fact, family, yeah, we might as well do that joint right now. Here it is, the Get It Done Spotlight Song of the Week. You can go to the website. You can go to my Facebook page, click the link, and let us know how you feel about the song. Black Lives Matter, Pastor Chris Harris, right now on the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise.